When we listen to the radio, we never agree on the station.
Classic rock.
Hip-hop. Pop.
Guys, quiet. The one thing we do agree on, we all want an awesome free phone. That's why we switched to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get four free phones of your choice from brands you love, like Samsung, Motorola, and LG when you switch. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Free phone requires port. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Time to build.
What it do, Radio Land? It's your boy Cody Jit Nixon, and you're listening to Time to Build on Ground Hard Radio with Divine Universal and Miss Chief. Join us for the latest topics in world issues, relationships, politics, awareness, and more. It's time to build, y'all, only on the Ground Hard Radio Network. So get some positivity in your life. Each one teach one. It's time to build.
Loud Studio. It's time to build with Divine Universal. Miss Chief, Cody Jit Nixon. Every Sunday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's build.
Let's build. Let's build. It's time to build. It's time to build. Let's build. Let's build. It's time to build. It's time to build. With Divine Universal.
Love, hate, pain, stress, gear, health. We can talk about it. Love, pain, sports, real life talk. We can talk about it.
Let's build. Let's build. It's time to build. It's time to build with Divine Universal.
Somebody said every day,
Hey, it's Sade Champagne, and you're listening to Time to Build with Divine Universal on Grindhard Radio.
Welcome y'all to another episode of Time to Build.
Indeed.
To God, peace. Divine Universal. Team Live from 803. And I'm also in the building with my brother, Judy Jit Nix, my DJ as well. What's going on, brother?
Hey, man, I'm good. Blessed. This good Sunday evening, you know what I'm saying? Kicking it with my family on Time to Build, ready to put some good building blocks together, you know what I'm saying? So I couldn't think of a better place to be. Divine Universe and
Mission. No doubt. And we also live from the 619, and we got my sister, the queen, Miss Chief, in the building tonight. How you doing?
Oh, hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. You guys, I am so glad to be here. Time to Build. Let's get these building blocks going.
Indeed. No doubt.
And before you introduce who we have tonight, if you're on the phone lines, it's 323-693-3043. Press 1 if you want to chime in on this topic or talk to the guest or any one of the hosts or the online. groundhogradio.com/groundhogradio.com/time to build. All right, Miss Chief, I'm going to turn it to you, Queen.
Okay, so wanted to talk about a lady that I know, Southern California. She is an entrepreneur. She is a lady that is blessed and awake, and her name is Sherry Eli.
Hey, so, we're chopping up with her.
Yeah, we're going to be chopping it up with her, and we're going to be talking about some jewels about, you know, just being a small business owner, pros and cons, and maybe sharing some stories.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I like that. Entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Right, which kind of goes, you know, coincides with our topics tonight. You know, I know Miss Chief wanted to talk about entrepreneurship as a topic. And, of course, my topic that I'm bringing to the table tonight, guys, I want to talk to folks about charities. You know what I'm saying? Being a philanthropist. You know what I'm saying? Philanthropy. You know, I feel like we work so hard, and I feel like a lot of people that we look up to and aspire to and all that great things, you know, they got all the money, man, but what are they doing for their communities? Like, are you truly giving back? You know, so I think we got some great topics tonight along with a great guest, you know, so I'm excited tonight.
Right. No, I am too.
No doubt. Well, let's get into the first topic for tonight.
Okay. So, go ahead, Devon.
I'm kind of in the passenger side tonight.
You know, I've probably been an entrepreneur for 5 years now. I've learned a lot. You know, I've had ups, I've had downs. I have more ups than I have downs because, you know, I've focused more on the ups. I wanted to discuss some of the pros and cons of it. I spent 10 years working in the medical field. Well, actually, more than that, I spent 10 years. My last job was in an emergency room, and, you know, it changes your personality. So when I stepped into, I didn't step into entrepreneurship saying that I wanted to start a business. I kind of actually stepped into it and was like, oh, wow, I'm good at this, and started a business, you know. So, Right, so I wanted to talk about, you know, one one key point, some of the tips that I would give for as far as entrepreneurs, and I'm still growing, you know, and I'm still learning, and I do have entrepreneurs that are mentors, and I surround myself around, this is a tip, I surround myself around common-like people so that when I'm feeling a little low, I have someone that can motivate me and, you know, and kind of understand where I'm coming from. You know, being a small business entrepreneur, you have a lot of, I won't address as much as the cons, but the pros are, you know, of course everyone knows you work on your own hours, but that might mean you're cheating yourself and you're working 24 hours. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah,
so there's an even,
yeah.
Right, so there's like an even balance. I had to learn how to balance my work from my family life, from my, you know, I'm an artist too, so I had to balance that, you know, in between things. So, you know, some weeks you might be juggling something, you know, you have to find a happy medium where you're not overwhelmed by, you know, your responsibilities, because being an entrepreneur, you know, there's a lot of responsibilities with that. I would address some cons. Some people, because you are an entrepreneur, they don't see the dream that you have. You know, so when they don't see that dream, they don't believe in it, and then you know you're worth something, you know, a dollar value for whatever your service is, but there's always somebody that's trying to, you know, cut it or discount it or, you know, instead of, I would say to people out there that, you know, sometimes getting paid for an entrepreneur really isn't about a money, but maybe you can barter with that person. So try that approach as opposed to just trying to get something free, because, you know, all that sweat and tears and everything, it's a lot of work that, you know, people put into their business, and you want to, you know, represent yourself well, you want whatever your brand, that's your brand. Your brand is your face,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the things that I wanted to talk about, small business. And I don't want to say everything because I want you guys to chime in too. So I'll give it to one of you guys.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that last part too, sis. That business services are not free. Can't get the look up all the time. You know?
Yeah, and it may not be money, but it might be you do something for me, I do something for you, or, you know, you're supposed to have and you're supposed to have a networking of services of friends so that you can circulate each other, both you can all get each other paid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You might do graphics, you might do this, you might do that. Oh, I know a friend that does this. You know, and then you have, and then if your friend is your friend, they'll give you a finder's fee. You find anybody or you send anybody to me, this is what I'll give you. Either I'll give you some money or I'll give you this. And then that's how you build relationships. And, you know, that's true networking.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's right. That's right. And if I could chime in on that.
Yes.
I wasn't always an entrepreneur. I started out, I was taught to be an entrepreneur, but I joined the workforce. And I've been doing a lot of different trades and different skills and learning how to operate different like forklifts, all kinds of different tasks, and learning the fundamentals of productivity. And my thing is, by me going through that, I kind of mm-hmm. taught myself how to do my own entrepreneurship running my own business from my experience mm-hmm. Working for somebody else. So every time, or if you're working for under a company, it's always preparing yourself for your own abilities or your own choices. But the entrepreneurship is like you got to be prepared for the worst in the beginning, and then as your works progress, the outcome will be good in the end. And because you have more down days than up days, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
No motivation or really nobody to kind of up you or make you think like you got something going, or, you know, you got something great in the end to come. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard. And that support system is like more respectful than money-wise, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But until you get that support system respectfully and money-wise, then you establish your empire, you know, on both ends. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So entrepreneurship, it'll be good because what you're doing is you opening, when it do bring success, you're going to open some kind of door for somebody to fall back, follow that up in a game for them, whatever energy they trying to tap into, or just leave it for your kids or your family, you know.
So, well said.
Is very, you know,
good.
What you think?
Hey, I'm glad we talking about this whole thing because, I mean, both of y'all had good, valid points, and I wanted to point out one that Divine Universal just said, the ups and downs of your business. And I think that every time we start our small businesses, you know, it's good when we up. You know, the numbers in green and all that, but as soon as we see that red, we see that we down a little bit, then we get discouraged. And with business, that comes with the territory. You're going to have your up days just like you're going to have your down days, you know. So for me, it's all about having a balance. Sometimes you do get more money in than you receiving back, you know. And I think a lot of people don't know this too. It is a such thing of getting paid on the back end. If that's a risk that you're willing to take, I would say, I don't want to use this pertaining to me. I'll say 7 times out of 10, if you really working with good people, you will see your money off the back end. Chief said something that everything is not, compensation doesn't always have to be in the form of money. You know, it can be in a form of another resource, you know. So I just want my small business owners, especially the ones that get started out, you're going to have a rough 1 or 2 years. It took you 1 or 2 years just to get your shit kind of off the ground. Excuse my language. Excuse my language, though. But, yeah, you know, so you got to take the bad with the good, you know, and try to get a balance. Another thing that I do, y'all know me, I've produced many radio shows over the years, and I always tell folks that kind of come behind me, your ratings can be up all day long, but if that brand ain't up, then what does the ratings matter? What does the money matter? You know, so you always want to single in on that brand and make sure you keep that brand polished. It has to stay polished. Your brand speaks for you. You know, so I definitely wanted to throw those out there. And, you know, Ms. Chief, it was something that you said earlier. I'm having a brain freeze right now. But it was something that you said earlier pertaining to business that I kind of wanted to speak on, too. But maybe they'll come back to me, guys. But, do keep your brand up. Take the good with the bad. Everything is not going to be in the green all the time. You're going to get some green days. You're going to get some red days. And for those folks that really market and really do their business, y'all know what I'm talking about, you know. But those are some definitely some key components to being an entrepreneurship. Right. You can't get yourself discouraged, you know. I mean, I'm pretty sure Walmart, Target, they all these places, guys, they started off small at the beginning. They look at them now. They got chains everywhere, worldwide, international.
Franchise.
You know, so, exactly. There's so many aspects and avenues to business that we can explore, whatever the case may be, but these are just some crucial key steps, you know, for beginning your business.
Yeah. Encouraging words.
That's my thoughts on that.
Okay.
And when my other thought comes from what Ms. Chief said earlier, I sure will bring it up, but, y'all were saying so much good stuff, everything just kind of got jumbled up for me tonight. But, I mean, y'all said a mouthful. Like, really?
No doubt. You know what I'm saying? That was a good topic. And, you know, we got to keep in mind, too, that, like, with the consumers and retail, it's like your name can either make you or break you. And we got to realize that a lot of these brands that we seeing was probably brands that we grew up off of, but they just changed the name because that name went out of style. But
grocery stores.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we probably still wearing the same company that we thought went out of style, but you never know, you know, like, this person make the candy bars and the Washington Prado and
Parent companies, like, subsidiaries.
You know, but it all
started. And my phone came by 2 teams. I'm going to let Divine take it.
Yeah.
No, I ain't.
The other thing I wanted to point out, what Ms. T said, was like when you a business owner, you know how a lot of people want to come and get that friend hookup from you. She's absolutely nine times out of ten a good business person. You know, they give you a finder's fee or, you know, what we call the barter system. You find a couple people for me. You know, however you want to work out, you know, do whatever you need to do at your own discretion. But especially for my early business owners, you cannot come up to folks trying to get the hookup all the time, because you have to understand this is how they make their money. And true story, I believe that us on Grind Hard Radio Network, we have the best graphic designer, your boy Tenafo from DX Media. He's told me many times, hey, Cody, when you ain't got the money, come holler at me. But I can't do that because, you know what? That's that man's livelihood. That's how he feeds his family.
But you know what, Cody, though?
You know?
Sometimes, though, we, you know, as a business owner, we throw in those pro bonos because we got a working relationship with that person. You know, sometimes you got someone that, you know, maybe they was making payments and maybe they were, you know, doing what they were supposed to do, but then they, you know, got short on some cash. It happens sometimes, but they still need that service. Sometimes you work with people, and then in the end, that builds a stronger relationship and a stronger bridge because, you know, everything is temporary. Things change. You don't know how that relationship will grow, you know. So, yeah, I totally agree with you.
And another thing, too, Queen, you know, getting a new product off the ground, you very may well have to give some out for the folks to test out, for the consumers to test out. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, producers do it all the time.
Perfect. Yeah, perfect sense, darling. You know, so I agree. And it's just so funny because I could talk about entrepreneurship with y'all guys like all day long. You know, so I feel like these some valuable jewels and building blocks that we're giving out to the folks, especially that's on the line right now. They're listening. They're not quite pressing one, but they're definitely listening.
No doubt.
619 is definitely in the building.
Good.
But build these businesses. We got to build these businesses.
I
love it.
Support,
especially people of color. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And you know
we'll
what?
We'll go to that major retailer
like
all day. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and they gonna want their money. And when you go up to to McDonald's or something like that, when you order that burger, you gonna give them the exact change, or you not gonna get your burger.
So why wouldn't you treat an entrepreneurship or a person that's in a new business, treat them the same way when you go to McDonald's and Chick-fil-A and Walmart and all that stuff? And that's not even trying to be funny, because you can't get away with no stuff like that. Now. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So.
You're right.
I love it.
Yeah.
And that's all I had, Divine.
Okay,
that was good.
Yeah, we chopped it up for a good minute.
No doubt. And we got, is Sherry Ellis or Sherry Ellis?
Sherry Eli. Sherry Eli.
Okay, Sherry Eli. Yeah, we got Sherry Eli coming up on the show tonight, and I can't wait to hear her thoughts on the topic tonight. And, you know, that's how we do on Time to Build. We set building blocks tonight. And for any entrepreneurs out there that's pursuing to further your career, if you have any questions, hit the chat room or however you want to do it. And, get in contact with us, and we'll answer all the questions, you know what I'm saying, because I know. If we got time, before we get in to the guests anymore on this topic, you can run some music if you want to.
Yeah, we'll definitely take a short music break. It's time to build with Divine Universal, Ms. Chief, myself, Cody Jit Nixon. If y'all want to hit us up, once again, the number is 323-693-3043, or you can go to grindhardradio.com. The next track up is your boy, Donnell Jones, with Where I Want to Be. Keep it locked. Time to Build on Grind Hard Radio Network.
Special technique of shadow
boxing. Yeah, it's your boy Logic 4.0. It's time to build with the God, Divine Universal. Tune in every Sunday night at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. and let's build. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So
let's build. Cause Divine Universal truthfully teaching. Peace, God.
Baby girl, a message saying I won't be coming home. I'd rather be alone. She doesn't fully understand me, and I'd rather leave than to cheat. If she give me some time, I can be the man she needs. But there's a lot of lust inside of me, and we've been together since our teenage years. I really don't mean hurt her, but I need some time to be alone. But when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad now that I wanna leave. She's crying apart to me. How could you let this be? I just need time to see where I wanna be, where I wanna be. Decision that's so hard. Do I leave? Do I stay? Do I go? Well, think about my life and what matters to me the most. Girl, the love that we share is real, but in time your heart will heal. I'm not saying I'm gone, but I have to find.
That was nice.
Yeah, time to build.
Salute.
Salute.
That's definitely
okay. So tonight, I want to introduce you guys to someone that is close to me, that is from San Diego. She is an entrepreneur. I'm just going to let you her tell you a little bit about what she does. San Diego, you know, is pretty reputable of medical minutials. Is that how you say it?
Yes.
that how you say it, guys?
Indeed. That's how you say it.
Yes, please. Indeed. Okay, okay. So, yeah, she's an entrepreneur, and it's hard to be an entrepreneur in it. And I just wanted to her to come and drop some jewels and, you know, introduce you to her. I think it's someone that you guys should know. So I'm warm welcome for Sherry Eli.
Peace, Queen.
That's
welcome.
Awesome.
Welcome. Hey, Queen.
Did you like
Hello,
the audience?
Hey.
Our audience was so excited.
I loved the audience. That was amazing. I was like, whoa. I'm like, whoa.
No, seriously, though. I really think, you know, she really works hard, you guys. And I just wanted you guys to introduce her to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my name is Sherry. Sherry Eli. I'm AKA known as Cut It, Roll It, Smoke It. As you know, San Diego, California, it's legal. And what happened was I started off, I did a song. I was challenged to rap. I'm 58 years old. And so about 5 years ago, I made a rap song. But what I did was took the hook of the song and put it on a shirt and went and performed. And that night, 9 people asked me for that shirt. And I since then have created a business. That one rap song now, don't get it twisted, okay? and a brand. And you know, and one of the things I wanted to commend you guys on was the topic about entrepreneurship, because one of the things that I heard one of you guys say was about giving back. And the other thing I heard that really struck me was for me, I do a lot of collabs and I barter. And if you have a business and it's t-shirts, I gave a lot away. They were very critical of me in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But because I'm an older woman, my history was in sales. I did sales for over 30 years. It wasn't hard for me to understand that the more you give, no matter what it is, it's going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And so to date, my business is at a place where I have someone who's volunteered to come in and upgrade, someone who's reputable, who's done it before, and who's going to come in and revamp the website and all the social links, the things that are the hardest for me. Those are the things that I would pray about, you know what I mean? But the promotions and sales, and I host the Comedy Palace. So I took that platform, and not only was I a co-host, but I would push my brand. And and one of the things that I notice about a lot of entrepreneurs in San Diego is that they only think that social media is a way to do it. There's other ways to do it. Everywhere
right.
I went, I had a billboard on it that said Cut It, Roll It, Smoke It, because I came from an era where it was a crime. And I knew back then it was for personal use, but it was also it was medicine for me. And now I've gone on to... I've gone on to not just do the clothing line. I have a rap battle league. That's called CRS Rap Battle League, Cut It, Roll It, Smoke It Rap Battle League. There's other things that you can put under the umbrella of your business as long as you're willing to, you know, collab, piggyback, and believe in other people. Because the way I believe the only way to keep it is to give it away. So I gave a lot away, but it came back in other ways. It came back in ways where I can never express to you that I know God is behind this, because I could do this. There's no way I could do it. And but people like Ms. Chief, what is she saying is I work hard is because I make it a point. If you go to a job and you punch in every day, they have a schedule. So you have to do certain things every single day at that job in order to get that check, right? Well, I do it the same way. Every day when I wake up, I have to post. If I roll over, my husband don't like it. He didn't like it years ago, but now he's like, "Oh yeah, go ahead." You know what I mean?
You have to post.
You don't have to shove it down their throat, but you have to advertise your business, and you have to want.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? As God is my witness, I've had a lot of people that just want to be a part of this because they see a woman working hard at my age.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, this is something that we went to jail for. This is something that we had to hide. But I went through a lot. And I'm promoting something that I've always believed in, but now I'm taking it to the next level. I want to promote CBD, which is the medical part of marijuana. So there's other avenues that have opened just because I wear a shirt that says Cut It, Roll It, Smoke It, and 9 people liked it.
I commend that.
Yeah.
Actually.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Told you she's awesome. So,
yeah, and I, you know, Miss Chief, I've seen her. When I tell you she works hard, she works hard. And so, you know, I appreciate the compliment, but I too want to compliment you. You inspire me. When I wake up and I see all your posts, and you, because I get up and post them, and sometimes you beat me up and don't go to bed. I don't know what you're up to. But your posts, they're calling me a queen. You know what I mean? Like, you post positive things. And that's another thing.
Yeah.
I took what man had said for years was a drug and turned it into something positive. Because it is medical. There is a medical part. Mm-hmm. I don't lie. I like both parts of it.
Yeah, me
but
too.
To say the least, I did it. This is the thing, though. I did it 1 year before it became legal. So I walked around like a billboard. And I used to have to, somebody told me, if that's your brand, you have to wear it, you have to own it, you have to keep your head up high. You know, I wear a lot of glasses. I ain't gonna lie. People would look at me like, I know this old lady does not have this on her shirt. But look at what happened. Now I've learned that you can tone it down. There's other ways to say it. There's other ways to promote it. But guess what? People like it. And when people like you, they will buy from you. That's the other thing, is that if God gave you a gift and you're able to make people laugh or smile or teach them something or touch a life, you will sell more. So that sometimes I have to put on that fake face in the morning because I ain't happy until I get to Starbucks. Book is what I call it. But when I get there,
I know that's right.
But I still got to put the glasses on so they can't see I'm having eyes a little puffy this morning, you know. But I have to go through that line. I have to be just as kind as I was the day before or 2 weeks before that. You know what I mean? Because people remember stuff like that.
Okay, I said enough. No, that was good. That was good, Queen.
Yeah, I love it.
That was good.
I love it.
Yeah,
that was
good.
Really,
really.
Go ahead with your bad self.
Yeah. So should we start with questions? Should we start with some questions? You ready, Queen?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So I know you. Mm-hmm. But I want you to tell the listeners out there basically how you got into the profession that you are in. That's my first question.
Okay, which one?
Cut row as much.
Okay. I only have two biological kids. I have about 150 others. But my kids were out the nest.
You sound like me.
Yeah.
I'm Uncle Cody everywhere I go, and I don't even be knowing the little kid to be saying, Uncle Cody, give her a dollar.
Hey, that's a good thing, though. That means that
it really is.
It really is.
Yeah.
And so I was, I didn't know what to get my husband for Christmas. And, way back in the day, I used to think, so I said, I'll just go to a studio and do an oldie but a goodie, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So when I got to the studio, I left, and the Russian that had laid the track for me called me back and said there were rappers in the studio that wanted me to come back and do some hooks for them. And so I went back and I did some hooks, and then I realized that the hooks that they were doing, the hooks that I was doing, they would never talk about that. They would talk about everything but that. So I made a comment one day. I said, if that's the case, I should rap. So somebody said, Miss Sherry, you need to stay in your lane. I said, okay.
What's that? Okay.
I know, really. So my friend Alex, he said, you know what you should do, Sherry? You should come over in the morning and we should just put together you a song. You'll blow him out the water. I can hear it. He's from Russia. He goes, I hear it in your hooks. I said, okay. So I came over. I came over for about it took about 6 weeks to write the song, maybe longer, right? And I wrote the song. It's on YouTube. It's Cutty Roll Smoking. And it turned into, I could not believe the reception I got. But I was going to, so there was a particular young man that wanted me to, I had done a hook for him, and he asked me to come do the hook live to open up for Ab Soul. And I was like, wait, are you talking about Ab Soul for Kendrick Lamar? He said, yes. So when I went, that's the day that I wore that shirt. I printed Cut It, Roll It, Smoke It on the shirt. And, of course, that's where the rest is history.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I took it and ran with it. Yeah.
Okay, so that leads me into my second question.
Okay.
Now, you're in the sales, and you said, I heard you say you're over sales for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did you know that was your niche? When did you find that this was your niche? I mean, because, you know, we know a lot of entrepreneurs, and some businesses work, some do. You know, how did you find your niche? And how can you tell someone out there how to find their niche? Because for me, finding my niche was people constantly approaching me for what my talent was.
Right. How did I find out this was my niche? My mom, when I was coming up as a kid, they always said I was funny, and they said I had the gift of gab. And so I wanted to be a lawyer, and my mom used to say, what you need to do is try to find you something to sell. And that stayed in my head. And so I've always been able to, I was always creative. Even when I was younger, I would find a way to sell something. You know what I mean? So, but working for my, your second question was, and
how did you find your niche?
Uh-huh.
How did you find your niche and help somebody find their niche?
Okay, so that's how I found my niche, but how I was pushed to become an entrepreneur was I worked for someone. I was blessed. I was fortunate. I worked for Tony Robbins. He's a motivational speaker. And he taught us, he taught us to get our own. Our job was to come there, learn everything we can in hopes that we would go get our own. And that's what's not taught in the world. You know what I mean? So,
you're right.
And how I would tell somebody else to do it is find what you love and find what you're passionate and try to find a way to make money at it. Because if you do, you'll be successful. If you don't, you're not going to be happy. I'm happy with what I do because I love to talk. I don't care who you are. And I love people. And the other thing I want to say, too, is I'm very passionate about the homeless people. And so what I want to say, if you give me just a second, is, you know, I do a lot of what God tells me to do, and I don't need the recognition, but I want to say this. If you're at the thrift store and you see a jacket or a windbreak and it's a dollar or two, it doesn't hurt to grab three of them, because if you put them in the trunk of your car, I promise you, you'll find someone to give them to and blankets. Mm-hmm. Because when the homeless are out there, when the homeless are out there and it rains, do you know what the city does? They take everything they had and they throw it away. So you know how you'll see something spread it out? And you think they're just trying to dry it out? No, the city will come in. If they're coming in to garden and do whatever it is, they take it and throw it in the trash. So our homeless people can always use shoes, jackets, and blankets. I just had to throw that in there.
Oh, I love that, darling. I love that, Miss Eli.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's good. That's the end of my questions. Eli, you know it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I'm going to turn you over to my brother for some questions.
No doubt.
And, this is Prime Bill.
No doubt.
Hey, brother.
First off, I want to welcome you to Time to Bill tonight. How you doing, Queen?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate this. I love what you guys are doing.
Wow, I'm enjoying this interview, and I'm enjoying your energy. No doubt. My question for you would be, what are, if you had, I know you got more than one thing, like as an entrepreneur, we all have more than one thing in the basket. If you could pass something down that you know, like you might be situated and satisfied where you're at now, but out of the other visions that you had, which one of them would you pass down to somebody that want to follow your footsteps? What kind of other alternative would you recommend them besides what you do now that they
I would encourage them to I come from an era of R&B singers and, you know, good old music. So I didn't know nothing about rap.
Right.
So I don't know anything about rap. But I do know that this Rap Battle League, people, you're mm-hmm. you know what, you know, hip hop is the old school rap. So
I would pass down
the Rap Battle League to someone and tell them there's other things that you can do to be successful and to help someone or to or bring something to your city. Like when I do this rap battle stuff, like I had no idea that people were so into this. Like my business partner Justin Diaz, he came to me with the vision, and I was like, if you muddy up my name, I'm hurt you. You know what I mean? Because I want Smoking Smoking or CRS to have a clean slate. But I noticed that this guy was like always traveling different places, and you know, in these rap battles, and just you know, like really passionate about what he was doing. And who knew that this would introduce this? This has opened so many doors. Our next rap battle league is being sponsored by Missy Slick. I didn't do that. I didn't have nothing to do with that. Do you get what I'm saying? Well, because CRS Cut It, Roll It, Smoke It decided to sponsor. You know. And then I got a spinoff from that.
Mm-hmm.
I got Simply Medibles and Simply Dego Fuego. These two people were also sponsored. I collabed with them, and now we're doing local sessions. We've done Chalice, which is, you know, like 10,000 people, all these things. But all of this is relatable to our business, which has gone off and done, you know what I'm saying? And so I'm like, who knew? Like, because I was a woman at home that was bored. My husband worked every day. I was looking for something to do, but who knew that I would do these things
that
would help young people, old people. You can realize how many people, and some people like 50 years old, that would get on the bus and travel all the way down to San Diego for a battle and go all the way back home to their wife and kids just for one rap battle. They are
passionate about this.
I would pass that down in a minute because I am amazed at the followers and the people that are so committed to something that is healthy. You know what I mean? It's a good, it's a sport. It's a sport to them, you know? So, and then I'd probably pass down that, that'd be it. Everything else I'll keep. I'm just kidding.
We'll save that for grandma.
You're all right, Queen.
We'll save that one.
Your next interview.
That era where, you know, I was raised in Harlem and the Bronx, and we all know that hip hop started at in the Bronx. So, I salute you for keeping that real hip hop going on, because people don't know battling is part of the hip hop culture, and people don't know that's where rap beef originated from, battling.
Exactly.
You know, but it turned into beef. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So people, thank you for schooling, you know, the new school era. And I keep telling them, hip hop ain't dead. You know, people out there that you're going to have to be held accountable for. That's going to be like, yo, what is you saying? What is you talking about? So I tell people, don't stop where you came from or what you know, because you still got about a million people that's out here on your same level. You just don't see them every day, you know.
Exactly.
So I salute you for keeping what I love and what I stand for alive on your end where you at. And thank you for coming to the show. And I pass it to
thank
my
you.
Brother Jick, Cody
awesome.
Jick. Nick.
Thank you.
No doubt. Peace.
That's what's up. Well, Miss Sherry Eli, how you doing tonight, darling? No, hey, sis, I want to say I humbly commend you, because Time to Build is not traditional show, you know, what we talk about, maybe marijuana or rap or whatever the case may be. However, it is a controversial show where we talk about controversial topics. And I feel like you don't get no controversial than Mary Jane. You understand what I'm saying? And I love how you took something that's frowned upon to some people or could be negative to some people, but flipped it, because there is a such thing as medical use. Marijuana has helped people. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
and we're going to talk a little bit more on Ground Hard. I would love to book you on Ground Hard Radio so I can really say what I want to say, but I'm going to keep it, you know, PG-13 tonight. You know, it helped folks more than it's ever hurt anybody. So my first question to you, sis, would be, with it being so controversial, would it been that folks frown upon, she's smoking that marijuana, whatever the case may be, whatever they call it. What was that moment that you knew, like, I could flip this and put it on the medical side? I mean, because you got a business for it, and I'm pretty sure it's doing pretty good. You understand what I'm saying? So what was that moment?
Right.
Was it like a light bulb moment? Did somebody have to tell you, hey, you know you can flip this, sis? Like, what was that moment for you?
You mean, not the night when nine people wanted the shirt. You want to know what made me realize I should go full force?
Full force, medical, let's do this. You know, it's a controversial topic. Like, hey, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to stick with it, and I'm going to make a business out of it.
What made me do it was my father and the feedback that I was getting. I've had many, many older people come up to me and approach me and commend me. And younger people, that's cool. But when I would see the older people my age, you know, I'm 58 years old, say, you go, girl. Or people be behind their wife and throw their little fingers up behind me like, yes. You know what I mean? I knew, and I think once I realized I walked in there and got that medical card, that medical record, and that card said, if you follow the law, you're going to be able to take this card and be able to drive with the prescription of flour in your car and go home, and they won't do anything to you. That's what did it. The light bulb went off. There are so many people, I promise you, to date, there's at least 50 people that can tell you I either took them to get that card or I encouraged them to get it, and I encouraged them to go into the store where you should get it and not from Joe Schmo down the street.
Right.
Because you can do it. That's why. Because we can do it. I've been ridiculed. My kids went to private school. All the parents looked at me bad, you know. What's that I smell?
I smell alcohol on you.
But now I get to say, This what you consider to be bad has proven to be good. You know what I mean? Medical,
That's
there are kids with
that.
Epilepsy. There are people with, there are children. People are literally selling everything they have to move to my state, California, and other states, just so their child can have the right medication. Because they may have, one girl had 400 seizures a day. She's down to four. So, okay, I can go on and on. Very obviously.
No, sis, I love it. And that's what I'm saying. You turn in something that, because I don't believe it's a negative, but you turn in something that's perceived as negative, and boom, you turn it into a positive. Boom, you turn it into a business. Boom, you turn it into where I can create something for other people. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
That's not, excuse my language a little bit, that's not just being an entrepreneur, that's being a human being. When you get to a certain
place,
that's
so awesome.
Hey,
let me
open up some doors. You know, this ain't bad. It helps people more than it hurts. You know, so I salute you on that, sis. And real quick, I wanted to ask you, my last question was, what are some of the medical benefits that your company, that you actually saw? Okay, this money went to that, and I saw it work. I saw that positive work.
Wait, you're saying from what I make or from other business?
No, from your company. Like, we talking about the benefits of, you know, medical marijuana. It's a lot of benefits. Have you seen some of those come from your company personally?
like cancer patients or something coming
I'll give you an example. I'm a baker as well, and I have patients, not people. I have people with cancer. Mm-hmm. Cancer. Mm-hmm. They're going to die. They've been diagnosed to die within the next 6 months. They say that it works, THC and CBD. But what I'm trying to promote is the CBD, not the THC, because the CBD really does work. My daughter has it's called the suicide disease. This disease, they say 50% of the people that get this disease commit suicide within the first 2 years. My daughter's been on CBD for about the last year, and she can attest to how much her pain has subsided. And let me go you on another one. She's in Alabama. CBD is legal in 50 states. So even though they don't allow marijuana there, they don't stop the CBD because CBD is illegal in 50 states. Why would they do that? Well, let me tell you why they do that. Because it works. And it's not marijuana. It's the component in marijuana that does the trick.
That's what I'm talking about. Break it down for.
This morning, I took a cancer patient some gummy bears. She likes gummy bears. And there was straight CBD. It says on the package, no THC, zero THC, and however much, I believe it was whatever, how many milligrams of CBD. But I love helping people. I love educating older people and people that have no knowledge of what marijuana does, and they only have a limited belief. I try to change that belief based on, what my experience is, and particularly what my daughter, because TN is no joke. My daughter's pain is so excruciating; it's worse than labor pain. But CBD helps pain. Can you believe it? I have to say this. I think this is the coolest thing. I came up with this one. CBD is aloe vera. You know, aloe vera is a miracle plant. That's what CBD
is. It's from the earth. You can't question that from the earth.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Nope. And a healing
so I'm gonna tell you like agent. This. Indeed. I'm going to tell you like this, Queen. Keep doing what you do. Keep being successful. Keep reaching out to folks. Because, it's a lot of folks out there that might be frowning upon or it's negative, it's this, it's that. But you know what you and your business is doing. So I can't do nothing but commend you, and I appreciate you for bringing this type of interview to Time to Build. I can salute you for
that, sis.
Nice.
My pleasure.
Nothing but love.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for having me.
No doubt.
Right.
She's teaching folks about marijuana. You know, these young folks, not to be funny or nothing, they smoke it all day anyway. You don't even know how to really smoke it. So you don't even know what you're doing.
Right.
You understand
what
I'm saying?
No, they don't know. They don't know that there's really, the reason why it's legal is because, and I feel like, we're going to have to call me on another show so I can really know. But you know what? God,
we'll do that.
God is good because all those times when my mother, when she was alive, and my father, and he was alive, my father had to live and see this, marijuana become legal, not my mother. But my mom used to always say, I've never seen you have a wreck. I've never seen you act a fool. She used another word before that.
Right.
She said, I'm not gonna argue about it. And see, I had asthma so bad, I used to say, Mom, I'm telling you, it works for my asthma. Watch this. And she'd be like, get on out here with that girl. But she worked in the medical field. I think because I had family who weren't as judgmental about it, I was blessed.
Right.
And now I get to share the knowledge, that I had and my experiences. And my daughter, like I said, because my daughter does not like marijuana at all. She's like, I can't do that. But the CBD? Yeah. That's a show within itself.
Indeed. We salute you, Queen.
Thank you.
No doubt. Salute. Big salute.
All right, y'all guys want to wrap it up?
No doubt.
Yeah. Okay.
Are we taking notes?
I'm just kidding, guys.
I'm like, what's
going on? I'm gonna tell you what I want to look up. I'll talk to you later, Queen. We're gonna talk to you about the consumer and the retail.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Hey guys, thank you so much. Please feel free to call me for anything or add me on social media sites.
Right. I was just about to ask you that, darling. Get your plugs out there so folks can follow you and all that good stuff.
Please do.
No doubt.
Tell them where they can find you, Queen.
You can find me at Cut It Roll It, www.cutitrollitsmoker.com, or you can find me at Cut It Roll It Smoke It, or you can email me at cutitrollitsmokeit@gmail.com. I'm Sherry Eli on Facebook, and I'm also Sherry Eli on Instagram. I have a page that was most recently used as my business page, but as I said, I have someone, the Lord's blessed me with somebody who's coming in and going to show me, help me take it to the next level.
Okay.
Amen.
That's awesome. That's really awesome.
That's what's up.
We definitely got to bring you back to time to build.
Yeah. I would be honored.
Indeed, Queen.
Maybe she can bring some of those battlers.
Yeah.
Yes.
We appreciate the enlightenment
tonight.
Justin
Diaz. Yeah, Justin Diaz is he's a guy like I would love you guys to be.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have done it without him. Yeah.
Bring him. Hey, we love. I love real hip hop kind of stuff. Bring him. You know, bring him for us.
Yeah.
Miss Chief a link, the Queen a link. So you know we all link. You know what I'm saying? No doubt.
Hey guys, I sure appreciate it again. Okay.
Thanks for coming.
You have a great night, darling. We appreciate you.
No doubt.
Thank you for coming tonight.
Take care, guys.
Love.
God bless.
Salute. God bless. Bye.
Okay. Good interview.
Yeah, that was good.
Controversial. Yeah. I enjoyed
that. Yeah, I did enjoy that.
Yeah. That would be a racing ground. That's going to be a racing ground.
Right.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, he's sweet. No, very sweet.
But, a nice interview. Another topic coming up. What you want to do? You want to get into the top or you want to run a little break?
What you want to do,
I was going to turn it to you, DJ. My DJ.
Okay, that's definitely what's up. That's definitely what's up, man. I definitely want to talk about charities. We also got Miss Chief quote of the night, but we're going to take a quick music break. Time to build. Hit us up 323-693-3043, or you can log on to the official website. That's groundhardradio.com. The next track up is your girl, Miss Mary J. Blige, with Everything. Keep it locked to Time to Build.
Time to build.
Hey, it's Sade Champagne, and you're listening to Time to Build with Divine Universal on Grindhard Radio.
All right, guys, it's time to build. Make sure y'all hit us up, 323-693-3043. This is your boy, Cody J. Nixon. I am in the building with Divine Universal and the Queen, Miss Chief. You know what I'm saying? Peace to everybody out there.
No doubt.
Guys, I wanted to talk a little bit tonight about philanthropy, being a philanthropist, charity. You know what I'm saying? One thing I can start off by saying is when I very first got into this game, I never forget the executive producer of the Grindhard Radio Network. He was like, hey, Cody, no matter what you do, make sure that you always give back. And I'm saying this because, you know, we work in an industry where, you know, this can be lucrative. You can make good money, and I mean good money. And I feel like a lot of times the people that we look up to or some people that we respect, they're making all this money, but they're not actually giving back to their communities. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I just kind of wanted to talk a little bit on that. And my thing is, you know, folks will come up with every excuse to why they can't do something. A lot of times we can't physically be there. We can't be at the Salvation Army on Christmas and on Thanksgiving and on Easter to literally be there. But, you know, it's ways, thanks to social media, it's quicker ways that you can be more effective. So one of the charities that I've been donating to for years, and once again, I got to shout out the executive producer, Charles Bellinger. This is actually his charity. And when Grindhard started, the network started, I was like, look, let this be the charity for the network. So I definitely want to shout out Habitat for Humanity. You know, that's something that you can donate to every day, year round. You know what I'm saying? They always for a good purpose. Also, when you're looking up charities and trying to get donations, make sure you do your research on folks too. You never wanna put your money into a charity that's not really being charitable, where you can't see where the money going and stuff. So that's one key component.
Right.
I definitely want to say that.
Right.
Being that it is the holidays, you know what I'm saying, team? Toys for Tots, the Red Cross, you know, those are some of the great sites that you can check out. We got the links posted in the chat rooms, but I'm also say them out for the folks that's listening right now. You know, if you want to donate to Habitat for Humanity, that's habitatforhumanity.org. If you want to donate to Toys for Tots, that's toysfortots.org. And we all know the Red Cross is 1-800-RED-CROSS. You know, a couple of more charities that's near and dear to my heart is Save Black Boys. That's another charity that you can donate to year-round. Once again, that's SaveBlackBoys.org. Yeah. And we also got the Anxiety and Depression Initiative. You can go to THEADI.org. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of these places, nonprofit. You know, so always check out a nonprofit organization. I feel like you get more bang for your buck with them. Nobody's trying to make money off of nobody. It's going to where it's supposed to be going. You know what I'm saying? So just do your research, you know. And I feel like, you know, us as human beings, we should always give back, whether it's a little bit, whether it's a lot. You know, hey, you might not got that $100 to give this month, you know, but you might got that $5.
Right.
You might got that $10, you know. And you can also start your own organizations too in charities, you know. So, I mean, with the social media and the internet these days, guys, practically anything is easy. But the main reason for me talking about this topic is give back to your community no matter what. And we don't care if you ain't got the time. We don't care if you can't be there physically. You know, send a donation once or twice a year. No matter, you know, no matter what the amount. Anything helps. So if you guys got anything y'all want to chime in on the charities and, you know, being a philanthropist, y'all definitely free to, you know, but I definitely want to get that out there as some building blocks. You always got to give to folks, you know what I'm saying? Give back, you know what I'm saying? And it's not that you're looking for a blessing, but that's how you stay blessed. Mm-hmm.
So I ended like
that.
And I'll add on to that, exactly right. It starts with somebody, and I salute you for taking that initiative and stepping out there to make that happen. And you know what I'm saying?
whatever I can do on my end to keep it going, just let me know. And I'm working on trying to build being a nonprofit too, so we can help different communities and different states too. You know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much what I had on.
No doubt. All right, and we are going to throw it to the queen. You know, we know she gets to that business out there, you know. But, queen, anything you want to chime in on that before we get to your quote? It's all good.
The topic, as far as charities, I really wanted to do something about, like, the Habitat. I've heard about them, like, building homes for people. I want to get involved with something. I think everyone should get involved with something. And like Eli was talking about, like, just going to the thrift store and picking up a jacket or something like that. Like, that was a good idea. And when you're at Walmart, buying an extra pack of socks, you know. So those are things that I'm going to use for myself and, you know, collect some things. And, you know, because you don't have to, it could be a charity, but you, like you said, you can be your own charity. You can start your own drive, you know, and as long as you're doing something, because nothing's too small.
Right.
That's
real. Right. I agree with that, Queen.
Yeah.
Nothing is too small. And it's the holiday time, you know. Sometimes, not saying necessarily because it's the holidays, I feel like this is when stuff hits the most. Because, this is the time of year where I think about the homeless folks the most.
You know what, around this time is the time where the suicide rate is at an all-time high. Depression, people thinking about loved ones that have gone or locked up or they're, estranged from them. So it's a lot going on that we, in the inside, that we don't know about people. So be kind to your people, say kind words, even if they, even if they little nasty. Blown about your way, but give them a kind word so that, it can dilute some of that harshness, because something's going on.
Right. That's right.
That is.
Spread love.
That's all you have for the topic, Dick?
Indeed, I think we chopped that up enough, guys. But once again, I want to say this before we wrap up. You know, nobody's saying break your pockets or whatever the case may be. Once or twice a year is definitely making a contribution to your favorite charity or just a charity in general.
Right.
You know, so it's just something to put out there and build some blocks on that.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man.
I think we can get into the team quote and do our shout out and we
can get up out of here, man, and enjoy our weekend. What's up?
Okay.
Weekend.
Get ready for Monday.
Get ready for Monday, man. Yeah. Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
So now we're gonna get into the team quote on Time Bill.
It's time to build, and this is Ms. Chief's quote of the day. If we keep doing what we're doing, we're going to keep getting what we're getting without realizing it. We instantly and automatically categorize every situation we see based on our previous experiences. So despite our best efforts to do something bold and new, our memory drives us back to the things tried and true. Our efforts at creativity are dwarfed because they get on before they get on track. If you just keep doing things the same way over and over again, you'll keep getting the same results. If you don't like the results you're getting, take a new path. I can't promise it will be easy, but it'll be worth it. You'll be better off than everyone else who isn't trying. The life we seek isn't found by avoiding pain and staying safe. It comes from contentment and knowing you've pushed the limit and you're doing exactly what you have to do to be better, regardless of the pain. That's Ms. Chief's quote today.
Love that. Love that.
Wow, that was lovely.
It was.
To the queen.
Peace.
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 No doubt. You want to get your shout outs right quick, Queen? Are you at it?
Yeah, you know what? I'm on my way to a show, and I just want to let y'all know I love y'all. Yeah, I'm about to go turn up for y'all. But I love y'all.
Okay.
Like I said, every week I walk away with something else to build into my little memoir, my little diary, and I write these things down and get these ideas.
Okay.
And tonight about charity, I walked away with some ideas about that. And tonight we talked about small businesses and you get different standpoint views and it's good to talk to like-minded people. So I just want to say from Miss Chief, peace, love, and happiness. Let's love. It's like you guys said, it's the Christmas holidays, and
it
I
is.
Think we need to put an extra bit of little love in it because, these are the times when people are, upset and depressed it don't have to be that way. So from everybody out there that's listening to Time to Build, we're here Sundays, 4 p.m. regular time, Pacific Standard Time, and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until the next
Happy
time,
Sunday.
Keep them box building. Happy Sunday.
Jeez, Divine Universal, you got it. I knew you was going to get it to me, but guess what?
I'm
going to get it to you.
Nah.
Yeah, you got it.
Thank you. This is the God, Divine Universal. I want to thank the guest, Sherry. I love you too, always. I want to thank Sherry Ellis for coming in tonight. I love an interview. We're going to see if we can get her at Groundhog Radio. Keep in tune, stay in tune with what we got going on. Reality radio at its finest, community events, issues, life issues, whatever you got, hit us up. Subscribe to groundhogradio.com. If you got any topics that you feel we need to talk about, let us know. And we can see if we can get that going on. Salute to the Queen, Miss Chief. You know what I'm saying?
Salute, Queen.
And salute to the 904, my DJ, my brother, Cody G. Nixon. You know what I'm
Peace,
saying?
Peace, God.
And,
indeed.
Make sure y'all catch us next Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Same time.
Indeed.
Keep building with us. You know what I'm saying? Peace to the nation of the God of faith. Allah. And we are.
That's what's up. Hey, indeed. Salute to the team, man. Time to build. Divine Universal, Miss Chief, myself, I love this. We building blocks, controversial, great topics. I think it's going right along with what's going on in the world today. So I feel like you don't get no better than Time to Build, and we appreciate y'all for tuning in to us at our regular scheduled time, So Time to Build every Sunday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the Ground Hard Radio Network. We love y'all for listening. We out. Good night and peace to the world.
Hey.
Time to Build. We out, y'all.
Loud Studio.
Ain't no question, the lessons make it time to build with deep topics. Calling sages, how you feel? We are soldiers, so you already know the drill. And open up your mind to this brand new real. If you lay the foundation, you might find truth. Let's talk about some ways that we can save this youth. If you're looking for yourself, then you might find you. And now it's time to build, and you can call Divine You. Peace, God.
Just like a bird, I just want to fly free and I own a piece of land somewhere off in a country. Listen. Temperatures like 100 degrees. Like I got chains on me. Black male in the family of three. Been proud of my destiny. Reckon I'll fly away. Cause it's too much for the man. Shimmer gone down this way. What happened to my master plan? Cause I can't figure out. I could have been a love child. Shimmer gone down this way. Tell me, how did I get lost?
It's time to build with Divine Universe. Miss Chief, Cody G. Nixon. Every Sunday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's build.
Let's build. Let's build. It's time to build. It's time to build. Talk about it, love, pain, sports, real life talk. But we can talk about it. Let's be, let's be. It's time to be, it's time to be with Divine Universal.
What it do, Radio Land? It's your boy Cody Jit Nixon, and you're listening to Time to Build on Ground Hard Radio with Divine Universal and Miss Chief. Join us for the latest topics in world issues, relationships, politics, awareness, and more. It's time to build, y'all, only on the Ground Hard Radio Network. So get some positivity in your life. Each one teach one. It's time to build.
When we listen to the radio, we never agree on the station.
Classic rock.
Hip-hop. Pop.
Guys, quiet. The one thing we do agree on, we all want an awesome free phone. That's why we switched to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get four free phones of your choice from brands you love, like Samsung, Motorola, and LG when you switch. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Free phone requires port. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
When we listen to the radio, we never agree on the station.
Classic rock.
Hip-hop. Pop.
Guys, quiet. The one thing we do agree on, we all want an awesome free phone. That's why we switched to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get four free phones of your choice from brands you love, like Samsung, Motorola, and LG when you switch. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Free phone requires port. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.